City Dump in Humboldt is the area's leading waste reduction and disposal company, serving Humboldt, Eagle Grove, Clarion, Rockwell City, and surrounding areas since 2016. Offering 10, 20, and 30-yard containers, roll-offs, hauling, rock, dirt, permanent residential dumpster, commercial dumpsters, and hauling services. For more information, contact Speedy Dump, 332-3867 in Humboldt. Speedy Dump is proud to sponsor this broadcast of Wildcat Sports.
John's Napa in Humboldt is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, and SUV. Now is the time to check your air conditioning, belts, hoses, and air filters. I'm Travis from John's Napa, and we have the quality parts you need for your vehicle. We stock many other items for heavy-duty trucks and farming equipment. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, Saturdays, 7 to noon. John's Napa is located on Highway 3 East in Humboldt.
Do you have the need for speed or just want to slow down and take in the sights? Maybe you're a workaholic. Either way, Sportsman's Corner has a new Honda or Can-Am with your name on it. Sportsman's Corner in Algona has the best selection of motorcycles, side-by-sides, and ATVs, plus several pre-owned units to choose from. If you already have your favorite set of two, three, or four wheels, bring it on into their service department to ensure your next ride is better than the last. Online at sportsmanscorner.net, Highway 169 South in Algona. With decades of experience and hometown atmosphere, they'll get you set up just right at Sportsman's Corner.
Ivy in Humboldt is proud of our community and especially our students in the arts and athletics. This is store manager Tim Shapool. Stop by the store to shop and save on groceries, plus great deals on your fuel saver card. See us for fresh produce, quality meats, the market grill, and pharmacy. Also, parents with your busy schedules, be sure to use Aisles Online to make your grocery shopping easy for fast pickup at the store. Thank you for making Humboldt Hy-Vee part of your routine. All the best to the Wildcats from all of us at your Humboldt Hy-Vee.
There's a pride you get in watching your friends and neighbors compete because these are people of all ages who work hard and play hard. Whether it's a high school game or meet, a softball game putting competitors against one another, or a golf game where it's one-on-one competition, First State Bank salutes you all. It's being a part of the community at large and making a difference in it that gives the folks at First State Bank such pride. First State Bank is something special because it's part of our community too. First State Bank, proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Humboldt Mutual Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, wants to help bring the community together this summer so they can build a better tomorrow. They're happy to support our local county fair, celebrating a timeless tradition of agriculture in our community that you can share with neighbors, family, and friends. Trust in their unwavering commitment to you. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Humboldt Mutual Insurance agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, SI.
It's time to discover MS and Sons in Humboldt. Your truck and semi are delicate machines and a substantial investment. You can't afford to ignore it. Give it the proper service attention it deserves. And with MS and Sons, you'll be rest assured your vehicle is in the best hands possible with experienced and certified techs. MS and Sons also sells Cooper and Goodyear tires. MS and Sons is conveniently located on the northwest corner of Humboldt, just off Highway 169. Take 16th Avenue West.
You deserve a trailer that you rely on and that you know will be with you in the long run. HTC Group Limited manufactures yacht club and sport club trailers to the marine industry. From recreational marine, power sports, steel utility, and aluminum utility trailers, HTC Group Limited can accommodate your needs. Check them out online at htcgrouplimited.com. HTC Group Limited is proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Whether you're expanding your operation to meet growing demand, investing in new technologies to maximize your yields, or simply safeguarding your farm for future generations, Bank Iowa can help you take the next step towards solidifying your operation's continued success. So anything you can imagine, let's make it happen. Bank Iowa, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for the post-game wrap-up. Here's Matt Shear.
Welcome back to Clary and Matt. Here with you on 97.7 Bolt. Wildcats walking it off on a four-pitch walk with the bases loaded here. We're joined with Isaiah Busick, who had a huge two RBI double with one out back in the fifth inning, hitting the gap there to tie things up and give life to this team here as you guys continue to battle your way back. Just first of all, take me through the at-bat.
I feel like I was on the pitcher the whole night, and I just was looking for my pitch a little bit away, and I really sat back and crushed it.
Isaiah, as soon as you're sitting on second base, you see the two runs come home. Just tell me what's running through your mind as it's a 4-4 ball game with one out in the fifth.
It's no greater feeling than really piecing up a ball and seeing all your teammates get loud. That just fires me up. It's one of the greatest
Zeno
things.
Roofing and Exterior.
For you as senior, this is the first sub-state victory for you as a member of this varsity team. What's it mean to get past this first round and now have a chance to play against a team like Algona in that semifinal coming up on Monday?
It means a lot. A lot of us guys put in a lot of work during the season. I couldn't ask for a better team to go out there with.
Well, Isaiah, congratulations on the win here. Best of luck coming up on Monday. We can't wait to see you guys in action Monday night in Algona.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Mason Van Pelt coming up next on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
Your home for Wildcat sports. KHBT Humboldt, 97.7 The Bolt.
Zeno Roofing and Exteriors is a premier roofing contractor that offers roofing products and services to address your roofing issues. Investing in the right roofing system can prevent costly roof repairs and save you money in the long run. They have an industry knowledge and experience to deliver superior results every time. Depend on Zeno Roofing and Exteriors for honest and timely roofing services at reasonable rates. After all, quality is expected. Trust is earned. Call them today to get the best roof in town. 515-890-8993.
Welcome back to Clarion. Matt here with you on 97.7 The Bolt. We're joined with Mason Van Pelt here at the Pulse game. Mason, you had quite a few singles tonight, an RBI single, but senior leader on this team, putting your heart and soul into it to be able to get past this sub-state first round for the first time as a senior. Just tell me, put into words, you're the winning run that crosses the plate, what it meant after the four-pitch walk there.
That was just such a special feeling. Obviously, first time, so we've never really been here, but we were just trying to find a way all night. Every at-bat, we're trying to find a way. We're trying to find a way to get outs, and we ended up getting it done, even though it wasn't that pretty.
Mason, you see your teammate Isaiah Busick deliver that huge hit there to the two RBI double. Just what's running through the bench's mind there as you guys tie this thing up after whittling away at the lead, including you having an RBI single earlier to get your team on the board?
We were really just in that situation, runners on base, and I think there's no one we'd rather have up than Big Cat himself. And he delivered, and that really got us the spark and gave us the momentum back and tied it up, and we were able to get it done.
You lead things off there in the seventh. Tell me, what was the thought process going into that seventh inning, having a chance with a tied ball game to win it on a walk-off?
Kind of just had all the confidence in the world. Like I said, just trying to find a way to get on base any way you can. Doesn't matter how you get on, and as soon as I get on, I know that we can take advantage on the base pass, and that's just what we did.
You guys get to compete against Algona here coming up on Monday in the sub-state semifinals. What does that opportunity mean to you?
Huge game, huge opportunity. Another opportunity to put on the cleats one more time, go out and play ball with the fellas in Algona. It's a team we know we can beat. We've done it before, so.
Well, congratulations, Mason, on the victory here today. Wish you guys best of luck coming up on Monday in Algona.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll be back after this with head coach Jason Thurm on the postgame show on 97.7 The Bolt.
If you're looking for top-notch electrical work in North Central Iowa, look no further than Dietrich Electric. With decades of experience, Tom, Paul, and Chris will shine a light on your next construction project, including industrial, commercial, and residential electrical needs. From new construction and maintenance to updating breaker boxes and installing lighting, they're the professionals you can trust. They take great pride in their work and in supporting Humboldt Wildcats. Call Dietrich Electric today, 332-4583.
At Bank Iowa, we are invested in our community. Each year, we volunteer more than 10,000 service hours, giving back to the community that supports us. Because we're more than just your local bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners. committed to our community, committed to you. Bank Iowa, let's make it happen. BankIowa.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For more than 40 years, Erpeling Voigt & Company, LLP, has been providing tax preparation, business planning, financial reporting services, and personal financial planning. Hi, my name is Kevin Marceau. As a progressive accounting firm employing the latest technology, we have developed a reputation for professional excellence through the consistent, high-quality services we provide. We currently serve over 3,000 small to mid-sized clients and still maintain an emphasis on quality. Call us today for all your tax needs at 515-332-2701.
Welcome you back to Clarion. Matt here with you on 97.7. The Bolt 5-4 walk-off win on the four-pitch walk with the bases loaded for the Wildcats. And we're joined by head coach Jason Thurm. Coach, first time since 2021, you're moving on to the sub-state semis. Here with a lot of these guys advancing for the first time in their high school careers. Big win against Clear Lake tonight.
Yeah, it's a great win for the boys. We didn't really get off to the start that we wanted to, but just love the way that we regained our composure and just went about our business and kept ourselves close. And I thought we had some great at-bats the second half of this game, and we gave ourselves a chance to win there, and that was the main thing. So super effort, and just love the energy that we had, and that team focus, and I thought it really shined through tonight.
Coach Valley Davis looked impressive in the first inning, was able to battle through and keep your team in this ball game here. What did you see from Valley Davis making his first postseason start?
Yeah, Valley's really been throwing the ball for us late in the season, and definitely earned the start, and he was really amped up at the start. That first inning, you could tell the adrenaline was really pumping. He was just blowing balls by their batters with it, but after that second inning, Clear Lake had that, they got out of a little bit of a jam there in the first inning, and momentum switched a little bit early in the game, and give their kids some credit. They were able to put some balls in play and play a little small ball against us, and we didn't help ourselves there for a couple innings there, and I felt like we were a little bit rushed, and it showed out there, and we got flustered, and that's when that happens. You have to look at it like you're not going to play a perfect game, and it can't be surprising, and you just have to be able to deal with it. And eventually, I think we figured that out, and like I said earlier, finished the game extremely strong.
Well, Coach, the ability of your team to whittle away, what does it say about the identity of this team, being able to do this in a postseason setting after having to switch the venue only just a few hours before we came out here to Clarion?
Yeah, we talked about that before the game, and this was a real good alternative, and we didn't want it to be a case where we get beat because of the conditions of the field, and this is an outstanding facility out here, and ours just wasn't going to be ready to go tonight. So we felt this was a good thing, and the boys, I think, were a little disappointed because they like playing on the home field at Wildcat Field, but it was a case where, not ideal conditions, but we were able to get it done with that.
Coach Isaiah Busick delivers a huge hit for your team to tie things up on one of the hardest balls I think I've seen him hit at the high school level to the right center field alleyway. Just your thoughts on, a big moment like that, one of the premier hitters in this lineup to be able to drive that baseball there and deliver that timely hit.
Yeah, we'll take Isaiah any way we can get him, whether he has one leg or two legs with it. And he's gutting it out right now, and I think you could see that when running the bases there. It's pretty much station to station with it. But he's coming back from that injury, and it's getting better and better. He's even an option for us Monday night as far as taking the mound. But just having him in his presence in the lineup just gives us so much depth with it. And he stayed ready, and he was frustrated a couple of weeks back when he got hurt with it. But he's done what he could to stay as sharp as possible. And I think that showed tonight, and he had that huge hit for us to tie the score. So, yeah, just happy for him. He gets to play more baseball.
Coach, at post-game meeting with your team, what'd you tell the squad after a come-from-behind victory like this against Clear Lake?
Yeah, it's just you have to be able to ride that roller coaster with it, and then that's something that they know, and they've been in big games before with it. But I thought got a little bit much for us earlier in the game, and we did a nice job riding the ship. And started chipping away with it. And it's just, things are going to happen. You have to be able to keep it close. You got to be able to minimize innings. And we did a super job with that. And I just felt like we really put together some great at-bats there the second part of that game. And uh, and did what we did with the offensively with it. So yeah, we're happy with that, and it's Kyler's another thing too. Kyler just did an absolutely phenomenal job coming in there in a big spot, getting us out of a second and third jam, and cruise the rest of the game. So yeah, just a number of different guys made huge contributions tonight, and that's what we'd expect. We just have such a great team all the way around.
Kyler Searches, you called somebody a bulldog on this team when he takes them out with that wrestling mentality, just continued to deliver out here in the postseason. Kyler, what would you tell him post game after that pitching performance?
You can see it. Like he is the bulldog. He has that look, that determined look when he gets on there, and he's tenacious out there. And he's not somebody that's going to throw it mid to upper 80s with it, but he just pounds the zone. He's got three pitches that he can throw for strikes, and he's tough out there. And he's been huge for us all year long, and that's something that we've addressed. Like his role, he plays second base. He doesn't get a lot of at-bats, but everything he does, not only is he doing it to a high level, but he's also doing what's best for the team, and he's just been outstanding not only with his play but his attitude all season long. And that's something that maybe a lot of people wouldn't see, but it's huge from a team standpoint. So yeah, just super happy for him, and not surprised at all. He's a competitor out there.
Well, Coach, now we turn our attention to Monday night, a battle again with another NCC foe, this time the champion in the conference, the only team that had a loss that they had lost to in the conference, being Humboldt. Just the thoughts on facing Algona with a chance to go to the sub-state finals on the line.
Yeah, how great is that we get to play them again? And when we saw them, when the pairings came out, we knew that it'd be a possibility with it. And we did what we needed to do. They did what they had to do today, and we get to play on Monday. And we'll see their number one. We'll see the Division One prospect, and we're going to go give it everything we have. And, we got to look at them the first time, and I think that'll help. And we're ready. We're excited. We're happy to be playing, and we'll give it everything we have on Monday against Algona.
Coach, congratulations on the sub-state victory here, 5-4 in the walk-off, and best of luck coming up on Monday against Algona.
Thank you, Matt.
Be back after this to close things out on the broadcast on 97.7 The Bolt.
Since 1978, High Capacity has been a trusted service company providing heavy-duty tractor parts for farmers in the field. High Capacity provides clutches, water pumps, front-end parts, air conditioning parts, and cab interior products to implements and repair shops across the United States and Canada. Ask your local dealer for High Cap parts right here in Humboldt. High Capacity, a proud sponsor of Wildcat Sports. Go Cats!
Abens Marty Kern Agency and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why they support the success of our hardworking student athletes as they help build tomorrow. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Abens Marty Kern Agency, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 332-2953 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, S.I.
At Humboldt's Hometown Fairway Grocery Store, their employees strive to uphold their company values each and every day by providing fresh, high-quality meat and produce and treating their customers like family while taking pride in delighting them with personalized service, efficient shopping, and low competitive prices. Your Hometown Fairway Food Store is proud of all of our local Humboldt Wildcats and is proud to support this broadcast. So go Cats!
Hog's Flat in Algona and Humboldt stocks everything you need to get your swine and poultry barns ready for the summer months ahead. Savings on stir fans, ventilation fans, cooling systems, motors, fan belts, along with basic repair parts to keep up on summer maintenance. Hog's Flat also stocks a full line of pest, fly, and insect control products. Stop by a local store near you today. Hog's Flat, the country's largest manufacturer of poultry and hog production equipment.
John's Ag Service of Humboldt offers a variety of services, including sales and delivery of driveway rock, black dirt, and sand. The hardworking team at John's Ag also does building cleanup, demolition, and site excavation. John's Ag Service has heavy-duty parts for trucks, trailers, and does tractor repair with a certified staff of service technicians for heavy equipment repair. Give them a call at 332-1883 or just stop by John's Ag Service, east on Highway 3 in Humboldt.
I'm Nick Earhart, sales manager at Kemna Dodge Jeep Ram in Algona, and I'm proudly from Humboldt, bringing my local expertise to every customer. At Kemna Dodge Jeep Ram, we understand you have plenty of options when it comes to purchasing or servicing your vehicle. That's why we're committed to offering an all-in-one solution. Whether you're looking for a Ram truck, a Pacifica for the family, or the sporty Jeep Wrangler, we have what fits your needs. We also have a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. Visit our showroom today for an experience you deserve at Kemna Dodge Jeep Ram in Algona.
Closing things out on the broadcast here in Clarion. Matt here with you on 97.7 The Bolt. Wildcats get the 5-4 win in the walk-off, a bases-loaded walk of Keegan Grote is how things ended. We'll go back to the second inning when Clear Lake was able to scratch across two runs on an error and a fielder's choice led 2-0. Then they'd add a run in the third inning on an RBI single by Jackson Anderson, tonight's starting pitcher for the Clear Lake Lions. Humboldt would score one run in the bottom of the third. It was an RBI single by Mason Van Pelt to get on the board. They trailed 3-1 at that point. Wildcats had a held Clear Lake to a scoreless fourth inning, and then in the bottom of the fourth, scratched across a run on an RBI single by Chase Hansen to cut the deficit to 3-2. Then it was Clear Lake who would score a run in the fifth inning off an RBI single by Hudson Carney to retake a 4-2 lead. Bottom of the fifth inning is where the complexion of this game changed. It was a 2-RBI double to right center field off the bat of Isaiah Busick, nursing a hamstring injury. He was able to drive probably the hardest ball we've seen hit at the high school level by Busick. An absolute rocket to right center field to bring home both Van Pelt and Davis to tie things up at 4. Wildcats had the bases loaded in the seventh with one out, and we'll get a 4-pitch walk with the bases loaded of Keegan Grote after Luke Furman came on for the seventh inning in relief of Jackson Anderson and delivered that fourth pitch outside to Keegan Grote, and Grote draws the walk to get the game-winning run. So the Wildcats, for the first time since 2021, have won a sub-state first-round game. They now face a familiar foe once again, the sub-state semifinals. It's 1-2 in the conference, Algona and Humboldt. They split the regular season series, that second game being the only loss for Algona during the regular season, or in the conference portion of the regular season. For the Algona Bulldogs. So that game will be held in Algona. That'll be at Monday night. We'll be on the air at 6:50 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Coming up tomorrow, we've got regional semifinal softball. The Humboldt Wildcats and the Eagle Grove Eagles from Greenwood Park in Eagle Grove will be on the air at 6:50, 7 o'clock, first pitch there over in Eagle Grove. We'll be on the air once more here at KHBT 97.7, The Bolt, 977thebolt.com as well through the Listen Live link. Wrapping things up here from Clarion, I want to thank Colby Conklin from producing the broadcast back at the KHBT studio in Humboldt, our listeners and sponsors for supporting summer postseason sports all season long here on KHBT. For Colby Conklin, I'm Matt Shear. Wildcats get the 5-4 walk-off victory here against Clear Lake. We'll see you tomorrow night in Eagle Grove for regional semifinal softball. Have a great night, Humboldt, and as always, God bless.
This has been Wildcat Sports on the Bolt, an exclusive presentation of KHBT Humboldt Sports. We now return to our regular programming on 97.7 The Bolt, your home for the Wildcats.